Music speaks in different ways. Welcome to Music Talks. I'm Xinyu. In previous episodes, we introduced music ensembles like Nanyin and Jizhongshengguan music. Today, we'll enjoy another type called Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo. The piece we'll hear is called Joyous Procession, or Xingjie in Chinese. Jiangnan Sizhu, literally Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo, is a popular folk instrumental style in urban areas of southern Jiangsu, Shanghai, and northern Zhejiang. Locally, they're known as Silk and Bamboo, Qingyin, Xianhe, among other names. It got its name Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo in the 1950s. The ensembles typically consist of a core group of wind and string instruments that include the di, xiao, sheng, erhu, pipa, sanxian, and yangqin, accompanied by small percussion instruments such as a clapper and a small drum or woodblock.
虽然江南丝竹的命名很晚, 但他所属的丝竹乐传统却十分悠久。
According to Associate Researcher Chen Yu of the Chinese Academy of Arts, although the naming of Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo came relatively late, the tradition it belongs to has a long history. The term Silk and Bamboo first appeared in the Rites of Zhou during the Zhou Dynasty about 3,000 years ago, where it referred to musical instruments made of silk and bamboo materials. During the pre-Qin period, silk and bamboo began to accompany song and dance performances, appearing in combinations. During the Han and Wei Jin periods, the form of accompanying song and dance with silk and bamboo further developed, giving rise to the musical genre known as Xianghege. This musical genre typically involves the performance of vocal music with instrumental accompaniment, where different vocal parts harmonize with each other and are supported by a variety of musical instruments. The initial performance form was pure singing, later accompanied by silk and bamboo ensembles, with commonly used accompanying instruments including the sheng, di, qin, pipa, and zheng. Xianghege often features poetic lyrics and melodic tunes that are designed to create a harmonious and aesthetic listening experience. During the Eastern Jin and Northern and Southern dynasties, inheriting the music of the Han and Wei periods and incorporating the folk songs of Jiangnan and the Western tunes, the resulting popular music was called Qingshang music. The silk and bamboo ensembles used in this music continue the tradition of the Xianghe Ge. In addition to the original string instruments, the Konghou was added. Wind instruments were supplemented with the Bianzhong and Bianqing. Qingshang music, due to its preservation of folk music from various dynasties, is also known as the Orthodox music. In the Sui and Tang periods, Qingshang music was rebranded as Qing music. It maintained the traditional instruments of silk and bamboo ensembles. Following the Song dynasty, urban music's ascent prompted the silk and bamboo ensemble to abandon instruments like the big drum, guanzi, and pipa, opting instead for a clear and delicate musical aesthetic. During the Yuan period, zaju emerged and reached its peak during the Ming and Qing dynasties. It typically incorporates various elements such as singing, dancing, acrobatics, dialogue, and sometimes even elements of opera. With the flourishing of zaju, silk and bamboo were widely used as accompaniment, known as xianso. Chen Yu says, through the exploration and transformation by various music artists, silk and bamboo music developed into a more distinctive musical form during this period.
Through the transformation by Southern musicians such as Wei Liangfu, Jiangnan Siju gradually became Southern style music. In the Qing dynasty, as recorded in the documentation Yue Shi Bian, during the reform of Kunqu opera in the Ming dynasty, artist Wei Liangfu and others adapted a xianso piece, Bei Qu. The Da San Xian was remodeled into the Xiao San Xian for Kunqu accompaniment. The size and pitch range of them differentiate them from each other. Later, Wei Liangfu added Di, Xiao, and Sheng to the accompanying instruments, greatly enriching the artistic effect of Kunqu accompaniment and laying the foundation for the independence of silk and bamboo music.
Jiangnan Siju repertory is relatively small and concentrates on a corpus of 8 pieces, traditionally known as Ba Da Qu, meaning 8 great pieces. The pieces are mainly derived from 3 stock tunes, Lao Liu Ban, Old 6 Beat, San Liu, 3-6, and Si He, 4 United. Each of these stock tunes or fixed melodies is the source of several other pieces that are generated using a technique known to insiders as Fang Man Jia Hua, meaning slowing down and adding flowers. It involves slowing down the tempo of the original melody and adding other notes in between its structural notes. This practice has resulted in several different melodic variants, in which on occasion the relationship with the original tune or with each other is not readily apparent. Next, let's enjoy one of the 8 great pieces, Zhonghua Liu Ban, performed by Shanghai Changqiao Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo Ensemble. In the early 20th century, members of some Jiangnan Sizhu clubs in Shanghai spearheaded the efforts to develop traditional musical instruments, adapt solo pieces for ensemble, and perform new compositions. These practices served as precursors to Guoyue, meaning national music, which emerged after the 1940s. After going through a period of depression, public performances of Jiangnan Sizhu resumed in the early 1980s with the reopening of music clubs, the traditional venue for performances of this type of music. Since then, the number of performance groups has increased. Jiangnan Sizhu festivals have been held on a regular basis, and new pieces for the ensemble have been composed. Performer Zhou Feng of Shanghai Changqiao Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo Ensemble is also the inheritor of Shanghai Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo music. He says, Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo pursues and embodies the essence of improvisational performance.
即兴呢, 它有先决条件, 人和心和乐才能和。
Improvisation has prerequisites. Individuals must be in harmony with each other to be able to merge musically. It requires years of collaboration, during which musicians get to understand each other's musical styles and characteristics. We often say, you go high, I go low, you come in, I go out. This is a process of harmonious cooperation. Improvisation may sound challenging, and indeed it is. It requires everyone to cooperate intuitively. For instance, when playing the pipa, melodies need to leave space for the ahu, dizi, and other instruments. Each instrument has its unique playing methods.
After thousands of years of evolution, Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo still retains its vigorous vitality in contemporary society. But where does this vitality come from? Chen Yu offers an explanation.
江南地区它本身就有这样的人文传统，应该说丝竹呢，它已经变成一种不可或缺的这样一种娱乐生活当中。The
Jiangnan region has this deep-rooted cultural tradition. Silk and bamboo music, in a way, embodies this cultural richness and has become a staple form of entertainment. Secondly, it serves specific social functions. From its roots in rural areas to the present society, it maintains a close relationship with folk customs. Thirdly, I believe that the participants in Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo music have a high level of cultural literacy, which contributes to the artistry of this genre. Their innovation in Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo music makes it enjoyable and accessible for everyday listening. Lastly, Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo music emphasizes improvisation, which fully unleashes people's musical creativity, thereby attracting more and more participants.
The elegance and populism of Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo are inseparable from innovation and reform. In Shanghai, there is a veteran musician who during his 80-year journey has spent half of his time on the arduous path of exploring, inheriting, and developing Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo. Since 1979, he has dedicated over 40 years to creating 11 new works of Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo that have astonished colleagues in the music industry and been deeply loved by music enthusiasts. He is the renowned composer Peng Zhengyuan, who has been awarded the Special Contribution Award for his work in the protection of Jiangnan Silk and Bamboo in Shanghai. Here, we're listening to one of his remarkable works, Verse of Water Village, or 水乡吟 in Chinese.
Thank you.
Zheng Yuan says the creation of works in Jiangnan silk and bamboo requires not only the inheritance of traditional styles, but also the courage to break through and innovate upon them. If new compositions in Jiangnan silk and bamboo depart from tradition and lack the essence of the times, if they remain confined to mere entertainment without daring to explore, touch, and depict the profound love and sorrow within human nature, then such works are destined to be short-lived.
My creative process is essentially a journey of learning about Jiangnan culture. Jiangnan boasts a rich history spanning hundreds of years, making it one of the finest representatives of Chinese culture. Jiangnan silk symbolizes the landscapes and nurtures the roots of life in this region. Each note of Jiangnan silk and bamboo music showcases the emotions of its people and the essence of Jiangnan's water towns. Generation after generation of folk artists in Shanghai's silk and bamboo ensembles have dedicated their lives to preserving Jiangnan silk with their loyalty and dedication. From them, I've witnessed the greatness of this spirit and learned from their example. This is a new and bold exploration and understanding that I've gained while studying the traditional art of Jiangnan silk and bamboo.
Let's conclude today's musical journey with one of the timeless classics from Jiangnan silk and bamboo music, Fan Wang Gong. Its musical structure and tempo sequence both adopt a gradual development from slow to fast and from sparse to dense. The mood transitions from calm to lively and cheerful, with the music returning to a peaceful and serene state by the end. The well-known national orchestral piece, Wild Dance of the Golden Snake, was adapted by Nier in 1934 based on this composition. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Xin Yu. From the Jiahu bone flute till now, we have presented 20 episodes on traditional Chinese music and musical instruments. The series program of Tales of Traditional Chinese Musical Instruments has come to an end. Stay tuned for more fascinating insights into ancient Chinese music in future episodes of Music Talks. Until next time, goodbye.